on the inside is the seed of the blessing of God. Not just the blessing of Adam, not just the blessing of Abraham, but the blessing of Jesus and all authority, both in heaven and in earth.
Join Kenneth Copeland today for an enlightening message about how every human being was created in Christ Jesus to walk in the blessing. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now then, Ephesians chapter 1. Now remember, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Say it out loud. I am the seed of Abraham.
I have inherited.
As a joint heir with Christ Jesus.
Everything God promised to Abraham,
it's mine. Now then, Ephesians chapter 1. And you remember now that when Jesus was raised from the dead, he said, all authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
Remember that? Amen. Now, in Ephesians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Ghost, said in the second verse, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. Who has blessed us with all. What does all mean in Branson, Missouri? That's 100%. Who has blessed us has, H-A-T-H, hath, has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Now, in that statement right there, we just walked off from Adam and his deal. I mean, we were way out beyond that. He was blessed in the earth. We are blessed both in the earth and in heavenly places. Hallelujah. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. All of Abraham's blessing in earthly places. Oh, son, I don't preach myself happy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right where you sit right now, I don't care who you are, I don't care what your name is, and I don't care where your mama come from. Right where you sit, you are blessed with Abraham's blessing. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Right where you sit right now, you are. Heaven has it recorded that you are right this minute wealthier beyond your wildest imagination. God has divided his wealth with you. How loud and long are we going to have to shout for you and the rest of the body of Christ to get hold of that and get up out of that debt and paycheck to paycheck mentality and realize who you are. Satan's hold and rule over the earth's economy is rapidly coming to a close. Now listen, it's according to something.
He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, in Him, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. Now, God made these decisions before there ever was a world, before there ever was a devil, before there ever was, before there ever was anything. He made all of this decision, and the Bible said He knew us before the foundation of the world, and the Bible said He called us before the foundation of the world. All this time, He has seen you perfect. And Jesus came to make His vision come to pass. Hallelujah. It's according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us under the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Now, look at this prayer in the 16th verse. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Now, God fathered, released, for the first time, He released, He fathered the glory that is in this universe the day He said, "Light be." He is the Father of the glory that was released, and it is here. It is in Christ Jesus. It is in His Word. This is called the glorious gospel. It is in Him. It is in you. His glory is in you now. And Jesus prayed in the 17th chapter of the book of John. And He said, "The glory that you have given me, I give unto them." Now we are standing in a place of faith and position of authority where that glory is concerned. And when we begin to walk in faith and we begin to call up and stir up the gift of God on the inside of us, we will begin to see that glory manifest, praise God. It is God's desire and design that it be manifest in the body of Christ to the point where the world can see it on us. What is that glory? It is the same glory of the blessing that recreated this entire material universe. And God our Father is the Father of it. Amen. And Jesus has authorized us to walk in it the same way He did. Now, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Now, when you got time, dig around in that statement. Remembering the blessing, dig around in that statement. What is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe? According to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. Amen. Where? Far above. Far above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion,
and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. That's where you sit. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him. The fullness of him. The fullness of him. Jesus is not and cannot and will not be full without you.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. It's time you began to put these things in your mouth and begin to rehearse them before heaven at the throne of grace. Until it gets so big on the inside of you, it begins to come out. The scripture says in 1 Peter 1:22 and 23 that we are born again, not by corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, by the word of God which lives and abides forever. Now, when you got born again, what happened to you? Are you just an old sinner saved by grace? No. Something happened to you. We're here in the book of Ephesians. Look on down in the second chapter there. It said in verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us. Boy, what a future we have. The ages to come. God is going to spend all his time showing us what he can do. Teaching us how to create planets and run universes. And we've got eternity. Verse 10. Read it aloud with me, please. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained we should walk in them. His workmanship, created. Does that sound like the Garden of Eden to you? His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. What are those good works? The blessing. That was the way Adam was supposed to work. Every good thing was the power of that blessing. That we should walk in it. You were created in Christ Jesus. The word, the not a corruptible word, but incorruptible word of God, which lives and abides forever. When it got into your mind and got down into your spirit, the first thing that happened, your old spirit man was crucified with Christ. It laid down and died. And that is all of the dying you are ever going to do. When you lay this body down, it isn't any more than taking off your coat and throwing it in the floor. Oh, that's when life really begins, brother. That is life after flesh. Glory to God, yes. But we can come right up to that point while we're in the flesh. Yes. Created in Christ Jesus. to walk in the blessing, to walk in what he has ordained for mankind. Hallelujah. Now, go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. There's the created word again. Created in Christ Jesus. You are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. And any man or woman that's created in Christ Jesus is a new creation, a new species of being, not just an old forgiven one, not just an old one cleaned up. The old one died.
Yeah.
And was raised a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, and not holding against them their trespasses.
Yes.
God is not holding against any man, woman, or child their trespasses. The sorriest old sinner in the world, God's not holding his trespasses against him. All that person has to do is call on the name of Jesus, and the recreation will happen right then and there. Because the sin has lost its authority. There's only one sin that sends people to hell today. And it is the rejection of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as Lord and Savior.
That's right.
Well, you go to hell for lying the same as you will for stealing. No, you won't go to hell for stealing or lying, either one. You go to hell for Jesus not being your Lord. Well, Brother Copeland, what about all those people that hadn't heard? That ain't my department.
There you go.
That's God's department. Let him handle the hard stuff. I'm just here to preach a word. And I'm doing everything I know how to do, and everything I'm called to do, and everything I can find out how to do to get it to all of them.
Amen.
But I'll tell you, they're in the hands of a loving God. I could play around with that for a while, but I'm not. I'll better tend my business here. Now then. No, I wasn't going to say what you thought I was going to either, so. Amen. Jesus is the way. Let there be no mistake about it. Now look at the 21st verse. He hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made. Made. It's the same Greek word that is used for manufacture. They made something. We were made the righteousness of God in him. You were as righteous the moment you got saved as you ever will be. You are as righteous as Jesus himself.
Amen.
Now you grow in holiness. But righteousness, my, the gift of righteousness has come upon all men. And those that receive it, study the 5th chapter of Romans. It's all in there. But the point I wanted you to see tonight is created.
Yeah.
The same thing that happened to Adam when God breathed those words of life filled power and blessing and created and released his spirit into eternal living. Is exactly the same thing that happened to you.
And when the word of the living God came to the little virgin girl named Mary, the Holy Ghost hovered over her, and that word became a seed, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. But that word was a precious seed in her. And when that word came in you, and you were born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the word of God, which lives and abides forever, and you were his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, the Holy Ghost hovered over you, over your body, and that old spirit died out, and the word of the living God began to germinate on the inside of you, and the creation of God created a holy, righteous being inside that body. Old things passed away, and all things became new. You're just a little tiny baby born of a little seed, but on the inside is the seed of the blessing of God. Not just the blessing of Adam, not just the blessing of Abraham, but the blessing of Jesus and all authority both in heaven and in earth. There was born inside you a very extremely precious, holy, holy thing. But it was just a seed. It's in there. All of the attributes of God are in there. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, kindness, temperance, gentleness. All of those things are part of your reborn man, your spirit being. It's all in there. Amen. And it's all just like God, because it was born of his mouth. It was born of his spirit. It was born of his word. His workmanship. Hallelujah. The same power that he used to raise Jesus from the dead. It was the blessing. See, nothing happens. Trace, nothing happens in this earth without that blessing.
Yes, sir.
It was the blessing that raised Jesus from the dead. You know what God said? Be fruitful, multiply. Fill up the earth. Well, we are part of that fullness. Glory to God forever.
When things are at a standstill, when life isn't exactly a Garden of Eden, then take a step in a different direction, make a change, and release the blessing. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to send you this special gift, a powerful resource that will take you step by step through the things you need to do to change your life. 7 simple steps, 7 revelations of God's power, and 7 things you can do to set yourself up for God to release the blessing. Request your gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today. This Release the Blessing brochure by Kenneth Copeland is full of important steps that will lead to the blessing being released and operating in your own life. To request your free brochure online, visit kcm.org or call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Request it today.
Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland. Kenneth Copeland Ministries have something that we want to send you. This is a brochure called Releasing the Blessing. It is the year of the open door for us, but it is up to us to walk through our open door of blessing. Well, this brochure is going to help you learn how to release the blessing. It's really simple. Make the decision. Number 2, build myself up. Recognize the moment of release. Believe you receive. Keep yourself. Put a watch over your mouth. Enter into his rest and shout the victory. Yes, it's simple, but there's scriptures here that will help your marriage, your finances, your health, every area of your life. We want to send this to you. If you'll just let us know you want it, we'll get it right out to you. You know what? The first blessing that you can have is asking Jesus into your heart. You know, you may not even know what we're talking about, blessing. What are they talking about? The blessing is what happens when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, when you obey Him, obey the Word, and do live life out the way He wants you to. God will pour out His blessing on you. Don't live another day separated from Him. God wants you to live and enjoy life. So pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, thank You for sending Jesus to pay the price for my sins. I believe that He died on the cross. I believe that He rose again and that He can come and live in my heart. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Take my life. Make me brand new. Show me how to live for You and I'll do it. Show me what to do and I'll do it. I will live my life for You in Jesus' name. Amen. It is that simple. And once you've asked the Lord into your life, we want to support you in that. We want to support you in your new walk with Him. So we have some things that we'd like to send to you. A free salvation package. That's 5 books and a brochure. Just let us know that you asked Jesus into your heart and we will rejoice with you and we will also send you these things. This Friday through Sunday, join us for the Thunder Over Texas Motorcycle Rally, Jerry Savelle Ministries 6th Annual Motorcycle Rally and Car Show, August the 31st to September the 2nd at the historic Town Square in Granbury, Texas. It's free admission, so bring the whole family. We would love to see you there. It's always a lot of fun. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that today of all days, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast or today's product offer, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Make the decision to walk in love and live by faith. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours. Right in the middle of a busy life, stop and take a breath of spiritual fresh air. Pastors George and Terry Pearsons invite you to come to the 2007 Days of Refreshing, September 16th through 21st at Eagle Mountain International Church on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Recharge your spirit and energize your faith as you sit under the life-changing teaching from Kenneth Copeland, Keith Moore, and Billy Brim. The 2007 Days of Refreshing, September 16th through 21st. For more information, go to emic.org.
Make your plans now for Jerry Savelle Ministries' Thunder Over Texas Motorcycle Rally, Car Show, and Camp Meeting. All the fun and excitement is happening Labor Day weekend, August 31st through September 2nd. Bring the whole family out to historic Town Square in Granbury, Texas for this Christian Bikers Weekend. There will be great food, live music, and powerful teaching by Jerry Savelle and Kenneth Copeland. For more information, log on to jerrysavelle.org or call 817-297-3155. We'll see you there.
Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
If you'll use that blessing like Joseph did and like David did and say, get out of here! I have authority. I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, you get out of my garden and you get out now.